Radio.
It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, it's time for Swap Shop, and that's what you're listening to. I'm Glenn Coble, and we will have Swap Shop for the next, looks like about 42 minutes. And you know how Swap Shop works. Last week we had a good Swap Shop. We had five or six people contact us, maybe more. We had people calling in to help the other people find things that they were looking for. So that's what this is all about. I really enjoyed last week with all those people calling in. Anyway, the way it works, you call in because you've got something in your garage that you just got to get out of there, and all you want is $10 for it or something like that. You call us up. You tell us what you got that you want to sell. You can tell us a price, or you can say, I'll negotiate on it. Leave us your phone number, and then we'll tell people what your phone number is, and hopefully we'll get it sold for you. Now, it also works if you have a yard sale or garage sale that you're going to do. Call us up, tell us where the garage sale is going to be and when it's going to be, and we'll mention that on the air. Now, calling on Thursday is a good time to get it out for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so that would be a good thing to do. Also, if you have something, let's say your church is having some sort of sale going on, maybe they're having their own little garage sale, you can call us up and tell us about the events at your church. You can, you know, if you have a bazaar going on or something like that, give us a call about that. Also, and this is where we got lots of help last week, we had a couple of people that were looking for things, and they called us up. One of the ladies was looking for a washer and a dryer. I hope she found it. But we had a person call in and tell us on the air where she had seen a sign for washers and dryers that was on sale. So, you know, that works as well. Call us up. Tell us what your phone number is. Tell us what you're looking for. Looking for a used bicycle, and I'll pay $35 for it maximum. You know, you can do that sort of thing. Leave your phone number, and we'll try and find one for you. Okay. What else? You can also write us a note, or send us a card, or even stuff in our door, a note telling us what you're looking for and what your events are. We have, I think only two things right now that we will be announcing that we've been sent. What you do is you put it on your, a note and mail it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Now, if you're going to call in, the number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And maybe we can sell it for you. Or maybe we can find it for you. All right. So today, you know, as I normally do, we have usually plenty of time to do some trivia stuff. And today we're going to talk about Father's Day. Now, I don't know about you, but Father's Day was never a huge event in the Coble family. And it hasn't, my father, I don't think we ever celebrated it with my father. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure we did not celebrate it. We did celebrate Mother's Day, but not Father's Day. I loved my father, and I love my mother, but we just didn't celebrate it, that's all. But we seem to be trying to find more and more reasons to celebrate things since there are less and less things to celebrate. So Father's Day sounds like a good time to celebrate. So we're going to do some trivia on that. So you'll be the smartest person on the block about Father's Day. Do you know when Father's Day is? Well, I will tell you. You don't have to look at me like that. Father's Day is celebrated the third Sunday of June. Okay? Makes it easy. You look on the calendar, and what's the third Sunday of June? Well, this year, it happens to be the 20th. So now you've got Father's Day set aside. Now, it's one of those holidays that always follows, that always comes at the same on the same day of the month, the third Sunday of June. It's not one of the federal holidays that have been moved to Monday. Much like Mother's Day, I think, I don't remember exactly what Mother's Day is. I always have to look on the calendar to make sure. But they're a permanent fixture, and I think both of those days are always on a Sunday. So this year it'll be the 20th of June, which is, 11 days away. So you've got some time to plan and go out and find that tie. Please don't buy me a tie. To my kids, don't buy me a tie. I don't wear ties anymore. I don't have to go in and pretend like I'm a businessman anymore. I love it. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. If you have something to sell, or you're looking for something, or an announcement you want to make, 740-383-9944. When was the first Father's Day celebrated? Now, this shows you how far back it goes. Now, I kind of alluded to that question earlier because I really didn't know whether back when I was a little guy, whether we celebrated Father's Day, and apparently we did because it started long before I was born. It started on... The first one was June 19th, 1910. As a matter of fact, my father was only 2 years old when it started. My father was born in 08, and my mother was born in 10. So my mother was born the year that the first year of Father's Day. Sure, you know, I don't think of myself as old until I figure out that my mother and father were born almost at the turn of the century of the 1800s. They are both long gone and well remembered. We loved them very much. Where do you think the first Father's Day was celebrated? Now, you'll never guess this. Never in a million years unless you looked it up. So get out of Google, I'll tell you. All right. The answer to that is Spokane, Washington. Or is it Spokane, Washington? Why in the world was it celebrated there for the very first time? I have no idea. I don't even know if they're telling me the truth. That might not even be the truth. Oh, me. Hey, let me tell you about the couple of things that have been sent in to us. First Ladies Luncheon, which is going to be put on by the Marion County Historical Society. Now, it's not until August 6th, and it's going to be from 11 to 1 p.m. out at the Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium. But the reason why they're telling us so early is because you have to have your reservations in by July 15th. So you got to start making plans on that one. If you want to get your reservations in early, you can get your tickets. I think, yeah, they cost $25. You can get them from Heritage Hall. That's over on 169 East Church Street. Or you can call them 740-387-4255. That's 740-387-4255. Or go in online to www.marionhistory.com, and you can get your tickets for the First Ladies Luncheon on August 6th. The First Ladies that are going to be there are Abigail Fillmore, Frances Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan. Let's go to the phones. We have somebody on the line. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, are you there? You're on the air. Did I lose you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good.
I'm going to have a yard sale tomorrow from 9 to 5 and Saturday, 9 to 5, at 681 Wood Street.
Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5 at 681 Wood Street.
Yeah.
Okay, we will try to get lots of people out there. And have a great yard sale. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
All right, a yard sale. We got our first yard sale of the day. If you're going to have a yard sale, give us a call. She's going to have hers on Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5 at 681 Wood Street is where she's going to have her yard sale. If you've got one, give us a call. Okay. Oops, I lost where I was on my notes about trivia on Father's Day stuff. Where did I go? Here we go. I'm getting close. I dropped my phone. That's what happened. Here we go. Who founded Father's Day as a day to celebrate the child and father relationship? They made that kind of flowery, right? But who do you suppose founded Father's Day? And I guess they're telling you that that is a way to celebrate the child and father relationship. I'll tell you what, the news from that city where all the children were killed down in Texas. The news from there just makes you understand how important it is to tie those relationships tighter, as tight as you can. But the person who founded Father's Day was Mrs. Sonora Smart Dodd. Mrs. Sonora Smart Dodd. I wonder what instigated that. She must have had a wonderful father, I guess. I like the idea of celebrating my father. I never, like I told you, that was not something our family did. And it's not something my family did. We never had any special things on Father's Day. By the way, to my children, it did not bother me. I don't think I even thought about it. I know that my kids love me, and I love them too, so I don't have to worry about that. But make sure, especially after the terrible incidents down in Texas, make sure that you hug your kids close. I watched all that stuff, and between the tears, I thought to myself, I've got to get down to North Carolina and give my daughter a big hug, and I've got to get back out to California. We just came from California, and I did give my son a big hug, and we just spent the weekend with my other son because his daughter just graduated from high school, And she's going to, where's she going to school? It's one of those schools up north. Oh, boy. It's bad that I forgot that. Fortunately, they don't listen to my show, so they don't know that Grandpa's going senile. Name the U.S. president who initiated the celebration of Father's Day with a presidential proclamation. Now, this was much closer than 1910. It was much later than 1910. What president do you think? Now, this kind of surprised me a touch. President Lyndon Johnson was the guy that made it official by making a presidential proclamation about Father's Day. So I'm guessing, what would that have been? In the 70s? In the 70s, I guess that is. President Johnson was the guy that made it an official presidential proclamation that we'd have Father's Day on the third Sunday of June. We had a call in. We have a yard sale going on tomorrow and Saturday from 9 to 5. Make sure you head on out to 681 Wood Street here in town. And she's going to have a yard sale. And she wants people to come out and buy stuff. Got to clean out that garage and that basement sometime, right? If I opened up the door to my garage and just let people go crazy in there, I'd probably make $1,000. I've got so much junk I got to get rid of. I don't know. I don't know why I haven't. But anyway, all right. Where are we going here? You're listening to Swap Shop on WWGH. We have had one lady call in, and we've had two people send us information that they wanted on the air, and we'll give you another rundown of that here shortly. Another question about Father's Day, which is coming up in, 11 days. According to Hallmark, where do Father's Day cards rank in their list of most sold cards? This just shocked the daylights out of me. Where do Father's Day cards rank in their list of most sold cards? Now, if you had asked me this 30 years ago, this wouldn't have been anywhere near this. But right now, it's fifth. You know, that's including Christmas cards, that's including Thanksgiving cards, that's including all those birthday cards, surely. It ranks fifth. You know, Mother's Day, I wonder what Mother's Day cards are. They must be second or third. I would think Christmas cards and birthday cards would be first and second, wouldn't you? Or maybe they're not including birthday cards since they're for so many, they're for everybody. I would guess they probably do include birthday cards in there, though. But anyway, men's or Father's Day cards rank fifth in the most sold cards in the United States. Now, that's according to Hallmark. It's amazing how many different places now have come up with, all these big boxes have come up with cards for a dollar or 99 cents or whatever. Matter of fact, I bought 5 cards for different functions at one of those dollar stores, I don't know, maybe a month ago, so that my wife had them tucked away in case we forgot something. You know, a card for birthday girl, a card for birthday boy, all the different categories. Not a bad idea to have them tucked away, though. That way, if you wake up in the morning and you say, oh my gosh, I forgot that card for my son, and his birthday's in 3 days. Well, now you've got a card ready to go and take it right to the mail and get it to him. We got a yard sale going on tomorrow. Everybody wake up. Yard sale Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5 out at 681 Wood Street here in Marion, Ohio. go on out and help that lady get rid of some of that stuff in her garage and her basement and all around the house, that sort of thing. We also have a couple of announcements here. One of them, I only have given you one of them, but I have two. The one I didn't give you is the Gary Lyons Trio are going to have guests, the James Rainey Trio, out at... File Memorial Baptist Church at 487 David Street here in Marion, Ohio. That's going to be on July 15th, so that's coming right up, isn't it? 6 days away. So if you're interested in getting tickets for that or going to that and need information, give Gary Lyons a call, 740-692-1141. Give Gary Lyons a call, 740-692-1141, and that's going to be Southern Gospel music. That'll be a good time for everybody that heads out to that. Gary Lyons Trio is hosting the James Rainey Trio here on July 15th. All right, the First Ladies Luncheon is going to be held on Saturday, August 6th, 11 to 1 p.m., out at Tri Rivers Career Center Auditorium. The event pricing is $25. They're going to have Abigail Fillmore, who is Millard Fillmore's wife, Frances Cleveland, who is Grover Cleveland's wife, Eleanor Roosevelt and Nancy Reagan, who need no introduction to who their husbands are, I don't believe. And you can get tickets, but you have to have your tickets by July 15th. So you better head on out and get those tickets. Go to Heritage Hall at 169 East Church Street. And you can pick them up there, or you can call 740-387-4255. That's 740-387-4255. Or go online to www.marionhistory.com to get those tickets for the First Ladies Luncheon. All right, you're listening. Whoop. I lost everything. What did I do wrong here? My button in trouble. I hope you can hear me well. Yes, you can. The pot is going a little crazy on me. I hope you can hear me. It says my board says you can, so I'm taking my board's word for it that you can hear me. Let's see, what were we doing? I forgot what I was doing when my headphones died on me, and I'm not supposed to touch any of these buttons, so I'm putting that button back to where it was, and there we go. I think I got it back so I can hear it. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop here on what's our call letters? WWGH 107.1 here in Marion, Ohio. And the Swap Shop, we try to sell and find stuff for people, sell stuff for people, announce stuff for people. All you have to do is call 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Like the lady called us just a few minutes ago, she's got a yard sale going on tomorrow and Saturday, 9 to 5, out at 681 Wood Street. So head on out that way for... maybe you can find some goodies out there. I love going to garage sales. Now, I owned a Play It Again sports store for 5 years, and I really enjoyed that part of the Play It Again sports scene. We would go out on Saturdays and we'd try to find, you know, all sorts of sporting goods stuff that I could resell, you know, clean up and resell. And I found a lot, but I just enjoyed going and looking at stuff for sale. You know, I probably bought as much other stuff as I did buy sporting goods stuff. And I had a great time doing it. I really enjoyed that part of the business. I didn't like the part of the business where you keep losing money, but anyway, we tried our best. We lasted 5 years. That's more than a lot of places last. Well, after 5 years, I was ready to hang it up. It was a tough business. Business is tough. It really is. You got to stay on top of every little penny that you set, that you spend. And my wife was really good at that sort of thing. That's why I had a high enough credit rating that we were able to go out and buy an RV last week. We now have our very own RV. Now, I did have a problem. I drove it off the lot, and my brake light came on. We're getting that taken care of, no problem. But it was kind of disappointing to drive it off the lot and immediately have that brake light go on. All right. What do you suppose the name of Father's Day is in Germany? Auf Deutsch. Muttertag. Muttertag. M-A-N-N-E-R-T-A-G, but I believe that G sounds more like a K, a Muttertag. That's what it's called in Germany. I don't know why they're telling me that, but they are. They got 30 questions. They got to fill it with something, right? What is the most gifted present that Father's Day receives? That fathers receive on Father's Day. What do you think the most, and I kind of gave this away earlier by telling my children not to send me the one, a tie, a necktie. Well, you know, the kids always think they're cool, and the neckties they buy will make their dad look cool because their dad has that ugly striped necktie that they hate. Now, my kids never, ever gave me a necktie, and I probably wouldn't have worn the ones that they... I have very specific styles that I like, and probably my kids wouldn't know which one I liked. Now, the thing that my kids did give me for Father's Day, I got socks a lot, and they were always crazy socks. Soft, crazy socks. Socks you'd never wear out in public because they had crazy stuff on it. And quite often they didn't fit. But, you know, it's the gift. It's the thought that counts, not the gift. Right? And my kids have great thoughts. Not such a good choice in gifts. Okay. Necktie is the most gifted gift on Father's Day, which does not surprise probably anyone, I would think. You're listening to Swap Shop here at WWGH. We do have a yard sale going on that's been announced Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5 at 681 Wood Street. 681 Wood Street. We're also trying to drum up some business for the Marion County Historical Society. They're having their first ladies luncheon on Saturday, August 6th from 11 to 1. And the event pricing is $25. It'll be out at the Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium. And that's out there across from Meyer, I think. And they will have Abigail Fillmore, Frances Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan. They're all going to be there, and you'll get to meet them if you go to that luncheon. Now, they need to have their reservations made by Thursday, July 15th. Tickets are available through Heritage Hall over there at 169 East Church Street, or you can go on and call 740-387-4255 or go online to www.marionhistory.com. All right. Released in 1980, The revolutionary movie tells the story of a stay-at-home dad and is played by actor Michael Keaton. What was the name of that? Do you remember the name of that? I do. I loved that movie. I like just about anything that Michael Keaton is in. It was called Mr. Dad. And it was done in 1983. Mr. Dad. I always wanted to... I never wanted to be called Mr. Dad. But I always wanted my kids to revere me like some of these movies show fathers revered. It was hard for me to find any revering amongst my children. I'm not a very reverable dad, I guess. I think a good dad. I was one of those dads. I did believe in spanking, and I know a lot of people hate that idea. I didn't spank very hard. I've told this story many a time. But my wife pointed out to me that spanking wasn't such a good idea. And if I was going to spank the kids, I needed to wait a few minutes before I spanked them. So what she told me to do is send the kid to their room and tell them you'd be up in 5 minutes. And so I did that. And then I'd go up, and I rarely spanked them very hard. By the time I got up there, that anger you initially get when they do something wrong, it had all worn off, and I was kind of feeling sorry for him, so I'd give him a swat or two, but not very much. And I think that's great advice. My wife has given me a lot of great advice. I don't take it very well. I am not a very good receiver of advice, but she's given me some good stuff. And quite frankly, I do listen to it, and I do apply most of it, but not immediately. I can't let her think she's told me what to do. Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop, and we're talking about Father's Day, right? Let's see here. An unexpected and lovable storyline where the sons explore the life of his dad when he falls ill and a journalist comes to visit them. What do you think the name of that movie was? And I don't think I've ever seen this movie. The stars were Albert Finney and Billy Crudup. I don't think I've ever seen this movie. The movie was called Big Fish. Matter of fact, I'm sure I've never seen that movie. I missed something there. But that's the name of it, Big Fish. And it came out in 2003. Back in 2003, I was kind of involved in developing a theater show about Woody Hayes. I was kind of involved at that point. It only lasted a year, but it was kind of a fun job to have. I was a vice president of the company. It looked good. I put it on my resume. I still do put it on my resume. I don't have a resume that I send out anymore, quite frankly. The story of two sisters and their strict dad. The movie plot revolves around a stern father and his absurd rule for his daughter's dates. What do you think the name of that movie is? And this is another one I don't think I've ever seen. It does sound like an interesting one I'd probably like. 10 Things I Hate About You. And it came out in 1999. So, the title wouldn't drive you to go see that movie, I wouldn't think. They could have come up with a better title than 10 Things I Hate About You, especially if it's a story about daughters and their father. That just doesn't sound, like a very exciting movie. Like to see how many people went to it. It doesn't tell me that here, though. Okay, we've got a yard sale that was announced today. Yard sale Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. out at 681 Wood Street here in Marion, Ohio. That's 9 to 5, Friday and Saturday, 681 Wood Street. Help the lady out. Go out there and do some shopping. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time. I was going to look up what the weather is supposed to be Friday and Saturday. We'll do that so that we know what this lady can expect about weather. Friday, it's supposed to be overcast, but doesn't say rain. Saturday, the same, so it'll be a good day to get out and go shopping at the yard sale at 681 Wood Street between 9 and 5 on Friday and Saturday. Both days are going to be overcast, but no rain. So that's good. And get up in the mid-70s, which is great. One of the really tough parts about when I was doing my garage sales shopping for my Play It Again sports store was some days it was really, really hot. And you just didn't, I mean, it was kind of work-related, and you just didn't want to be out there sweating and stuff like that. So anyway, I still love doing that because I bought all sorts of crud while I was out there. Probably sitting in my garage right now waiting to be sold at my garage sale. You know, garage sales are kind of tough to do. It's hard work. I always think, oh, this will be a great thing for a garage sale. And I always think, oh, I'll have a garage sale this summer. And then the summer comes and goes, and I haven't had a garage sale. And the reason why, it's hard to do, because you have to get up like at 6 o'clock in the morning to get everything ready. Because if you say your garage sale is going to start at 8, I'll guarantee you you'll have people waiting at your door at 7:30. I'll guarantee it. Don't put your signs up until you're absolutely ready to go. Matter of fact, you need to hire somebody to go put your signs out 5 minutes before you're ready to open the doors, because as soon as people see those signs, you better get out of the way, because they're going to be there. There are a lot of people, like I was, that just, you know, like to go around and look at stuff. They may buy one or two things, but it's kind of a thing to go look at what other people are stowing away in their garage. And sometimes they're really good buys. Now, I remember as a yard sale buyer for looking for stuff for a sporting goods store, there were lots, and I mean lots, of exercise equipment. Those things that you squeeze your knees together, I could, you know, I don't know how many of those I bought. I tried not to buy too many because they didn't sell very fast. But they're not bicycles, but they're like a bucking bronco. They go, your arms go forward and back, and you go up and down. Those things, they were a dime a dozen. They cost $300 or $400, but you couldn't resell them for more than $10. Now, the one thing that was really an exercycycle that was what was the name of that exercycle? There were certain exercycles that were highly prized and people would really go after. For a while, Nordic Track made those skis, and they were, as long as they were Nordic Track, those would sell fairly well. Everybody was looking for a high-end treadmill for $5. And I still have one that I use, but I've had it for since 2000, so it's, well, even before that. So it's at least 22 years old. Now, it was a $1,100 treadmill. And I bought it from somebody at too high a price and never got rid of it. So it's in my basement, and I walk on it. Well, I don't right now, but during the winter, I walk on it daily. So a great exercise, and it's really a good one. I mean, at that time, $1,100 was a lot of money for a treadmill. I didn't pay that much for it because I bought it used from one of my customers. Okay, let's go to the phone. We got somebody on the line right now. Hi, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hey, Gwen. I don't have nothing for sale or anything, okay. But on that movie you said of Michael Keaton, was that Mr. Dad? I thought it was Mr. Mom.
Well, it says it was Mr. Dad.
Okay, it probably was then. I was thinking it was Mr. Mom.
Yeah, I remember Mr. Mom. I don't remember Mr. Dad, but...
Me either.
That's what it says.
All right, sir. You have a good day. Go
you
ahead.
Too. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's what it says right here. I'm going to look it back up here. It says... where is it? I can't find it real quickly. Yeah, here it is. Released in 1980s, this revolutionary movie tells the story of a stay-at-home dad and is played by Michael Keaton. And it says it's Mr. Dad, but you know what? I think he might be right. That may be a misprint. I thought it was Mr. Mom as well. But anyway, what can I say? I got this off. I went to Google and I said, hey, Google, tell me some trivia about Father's Day. Okay. Maybe we can... I'm going to go home and check that out. I think the caller's right. It might have been Mr. Mom. All right. We've got about 2 minutes left to go. Let me read again what we have for today. And... we'll call it a day. The First Ladies Luncheon is going to be held August 6th from 11 to 1 at the Tri-Rivers Career Center Auditorium. Event pricing is $25, and they're going to have Abigail Fillmore, Frances Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan will be the First Ladies that will be there that you can talk to and meet and greet and so forth. If you need to get now, you have to order your tickets by July 15th. The reservations have to be in by then. Tickets are available at Heritage Hall at 169 East Church Street or by calling 740-387-4255. That's 740-387-4255, or go online to www.marianhistory.com. And also, they're going to have some good Southern gospel music on July 15th. Gary Lyons Trio is hosting the James Rainey Trio at File Memorial Baptist Church, 487 David Street here in Marion, Ohio, on July 15th at 7 p.m. If you need more information, call 740-692-1141. That's Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. And we have a yard sale going on tomorrow from 9 to 5, and then also Saturday from 9 to 5 out at 681 Wood Street here in Marion, Ohio. Well, we're down to our last 15 seconds, and thank you very much for listening. I hope we can get rid of that, or we can get people out to that yard sale, and you have a wonderful weekend, okay? This is Glenn Coble saying goodbye from Swap Shop.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place.